The Cloud Computing Savings Calculator, Federal Cloud Computing Savings Calculator, is a tool that allows government agencies to put in their existing budgets for enterprise IT spend and answer a series of questions associated with the sensitivity of data and such, and press a button and find out what the cost implications would be associated with moving to cloud computing.
Now, is this something that is just for the U.S. federal government, or can any government official use it? Like, let's say I'm a local government and I'm interested in cloud computing. Can I use it too?
You can, but we specifically built the input fields to align with the information the federal government has associated with the Form 300s and 53s. So it's really developed for the federal government.
How did you go about gathering some of this data and formulating some of these questions? Because I know just from doing other interviews with federal agencies, there is a lot of disparity in terms of budget and supplies and what agencies need. Tell me a little bit about that process.
It's kind of a long story, but what we did was we went out and we did a data call, which was open to anybody in the industry. So it was an industry data call for cloud savings calculators. And there are many, many different tools out there being used by different vendors. And the concern from a government standpoint is if you use a vendor's calculator, that it's essentially set up in order to sell you more of the stuff the vendor sells. And so what we did was we did an open data call to industry last year, and we had contributions from a lot of the largest and some of the smallest organizations who sell technology to the government, so both SIs and ISVs, or I guess SIs, ISVs, OEMs, and telecommunications companies. And so we asked them to participate. They sat around the table. They provided their models. And then what we did was we looked at those various models, and we looked at the information that the federal government currently has in terms of the 53s and the 300s, because there's no point in asking the agencies for information they don't have. And so we built a framework which uses some of the information that was provided. We basically ticked over the best data conversion ratios in the from industry. And we built a framework. We then brought industry back together again and showed them the framework and asked them for their feedback. And then we met with the government. So we met with DISA, with Commerce, with Energy, with GSA, with Interior, and with NASA. And we showed them the framework and asked them for their feedback. And so we received their feedback and made adjustments accordingly. And that is the framework which powers the cloud savings calculator.
Where does the evidence come from? Was it from conversations with, I know like Interior and NASA are already doing a bit of cloud computing or looking at the cloud. Is there any concrete evidence that cloud computing is actually saving these agencies money yet? Or is this still kind of all up in the air, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And I think as there's a lot of talk about cloud, and there are very many different flavors of cloud, whether that's private cloud, community cloud, public cloud, infrastructure service, platform as a service, software as a service. There are more flavors of cloud than there are flavors of coffee at Starbucks these days. And so as everyone's discussing that and kind of sweating about the security implications, one of the things that's really been absent from the debate is, where are the numbers? Where's the business case for moving to cloud? And so we put the calculator online early this year, and we've had about 100 agencies or sub-agencies put their information into the calculator. And so based on that data, extrapolating from the 100 or so data sources that we have to the whole federal government spend, so we have a budget associated with those programs that have been put in, we have been able to extrapolate about a $4 billion saving on steady-state investments. So there are two types of investments that the government, IT investments the government pushed through on the 300s. Steady-state, which is the existing infrastructure maintenance, and DME, which is new developed modernization initiatives. And so based on the responses that we've got from about 100 or so submissions through various government entities, and extrapolating from that to the whole federal budget, we see in the steady state area, the government can save about $4 billion.
In addition to this calculator that you guys developed, do you have any other resources out there for federal CIOs in terms of cloud computing?
Yes, there are a series of them. So we hosted a webcast series, a seven-part series, looking at the major elements of cloud computing, whether that's, you know, governance or security. There were seven different procurement. There were seven different programs. And so that's called the Meritalk Silver Lining webcast series. It's available on our website, free, is archived. You can also access Gartner Group has Gartner Cloud Research, which I think is actually a paid-for model, but you can access it. I know a lot of the agencies have access to Gartner. There's also the government activities that are ongoing. So, for example, the Cloud Computing Advisory Council, which was stood up by the government and brings together some of the key stakeholders in cloud computing to have operational discussions. There's a Google Cloud Calculator, which is free to use, which allows you to look at your existing budget and what it would mean in the cloud. There's a Federal Cloud Computing Wiki. There is a NIST working cloud definition, which I think is important for people to understand what's what. And then you can also take a look at one of the more robust programs, which is the NASA Nebula program. So I think in closing, I would say that as we kind of wring our hands about should we or shouldn't we in terms of cloud, and I think clearly the direction is that we should. I think we need to focus increasingly on what's the business case for the cloud transition. And the reason that we built the Cloud Savings Calculator is to provide a platform for public-private interaction and partnership and a way to build a tool that allows government agencies to make the business case for the cloud transition.